Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rudy Law. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting fifth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to third. Law moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball towards left field. Kittle fields the ball and throws to home. Skinner drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Skinner. Wilson tags and scores. Law tags and moves to third. Brett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Baines reaches second base with a double. Tolleson scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salazar scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2. And the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Salazar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quirk moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Kittle scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Law is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Law. Baines reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kittle hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Walker is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonilla pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to third. Walker moves to second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with far covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing center field. Bobby Bonilla now playing left field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 3 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Biancalana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Nelson's glove, towards Hewlett, who fields it, throws to second, with Guillen covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Sundberg pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Bob James now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.